Enhancing agricultural practices and laying the groundwork for better food safety regulations and higher productivity in the country's agricultural sector, the Taiwan Technical Mission collaborated with the Agriculture Ministry to improve the operations of the National Agriculture Diagnostic Facility. In response to a request from the Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Food Security, and Rural Development, the Taiwan Technical Mission dedicated its expertise to conducting 8 advanced chemical analysis training sessions at the National Diagnostic Facility throughout the month of September 2023. These sessions aimed to hone the skills of 6 participants with an intensive course covering HPLC principles, analytical methods, practical operations, and AAS principles. During a recent briefing, the Agriculture Minister received the course results from the Taiwan Technical Mission, along with an analysis and recommendations for enhancing the National Agriculture Diagnostic Facility's operations. Ambassador of the Republic of China, Taiwan to St. Lucia, H.E. Peter Chia Yen Chen, highlighted the importance of these initiatives in advancing agricultural practices, underscoring the strong bilateral bond and the enduring commitment to fostering technological excellence in agriculture, ultimately benefiting the people of St. Lucia. We conducted a pesticide residue workshop at the Ministry of Agriculture, and we are pleased that we could utilize the existing equipment to test pesticide residue. I believe the workshop is timely and essential in promoting agriculture, enhancing food security, and ensuring food safety. Minister of Agriculture, Fisheries, Food Security, and Rural Development, Hun Alfred Prospere, expressing his gratitude to the Taiwan Technical Mission for their continued support in building capacity within the agriculture sectors, highlighted the potential advantages of the advanced chemical analysis training, as well as the assessment done on the National Agriculture Diagnostic Facility. Food safety standards must be the top priority, and I believe the facility has the potential to achieve that within the agro-processing sector. Our processors face challenges in areas such as food safety standards and nutrition labeling. To elevate the subsector, it is crucial to ensure that NADAF delivers the intended services. I am pleased that they have identified challenges related to human resources and the high cost of necessary equipment. Furthermore, their expressed interest in assisting and collaborating with St. Lucia to enhance and improve the situation is encouraging. With a newfound understanding gained from the analysis, Minister Prospere says the Agriculture Ministry is prepared to support agricultural productivity and food security, guaranteeing a prosperous future for St. Lucia's agricultural sector.